In celebration of the 250th anniversary of our country, local members of the National Society, Daughters of the American Revolution, will bring some insight into the life of the patriots buried in southeast Missouri. Leonard Welker was probably born in Germany around 1750. Welker was married to Catherine Edlinger, and by 1771, they lived on the Pennsylvania frontier in Northumberland County, which is present-day Union County. The long northern boundary of Northumberland County was vulnerable to attack. This became tragically obvious when over 200 patriots died in an attack in the Wyoming Valley on July 3, 1778, by a force of Tories, Iroquois, and British. General John Sullivan organized an expedition to attack Iroquois villages from June to October of 1779. While the force was gathering at Wyoming, the British force attacked by coming down the west branch of the Susquehanna River into Northumberland County. These encounters are referred to as the Runaways because so many settlers left northern Pennsylvania at the time. General Sullivan did conduct the expedition, which broke future large-scale attacks, but the raids continued. The raids led to the county recruiting special rangers who served long enlistments on the frontier to counter Iroquois attacks. Leonard Welker enlisted as a ranger, and although surviving records include no exact dates, his name is on the payroll and on the muster roll for two units during 1779 to 1782. Welker stayed in Northumberland County after the war, operating a saw and grist mill for a time. However, the family moved on to Rowan County, North Carolina by 1789. The family was in Lincoln County in 1800. It is reported that Leonard Welker came with the Bullinger Party in 1799 to 1800. However, his presence in Lincoln County census in August suggests he actually immigrated to Missouri later. Welker settled on a tract of land on the Caney Fork near Whitewater River in 1802, purchasing the right to it in 1805. Testimony by George Frederick Bullinger before the Board of Land Commissioners, charged with confirming Spanish land grants, established his settlement date. Bullinger stated, Leonard Welker settled the said tract of land in 1802 and did prior to and on the 20th day of December 1803 actually inhabit and cultivate said tract of land and had then a wife and four children. After living in Missouri for 14 years, Leonard Welker wrote his will and passed away shortly after in November of 1816. A soldier of the Revolutionary War, his principal legacy is the hundreds of descendants living in the area today. The Allen Laws Oliver Chapter National Society Sons of the American Revolution will be marking the grave of Private Leonard Welker on Saturday, May 30th, 2026 at 11 a.m. at the Old Salem Cemetery in Millersville, Missouri. This is Pamela Johnson. If you would like more information about Leonard Welker, go to krcu.org.